Hello, everybody. It is 4:20, 2021. It is almost 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is Ab, the Fakeologist, speaking. I am talking to you from the north shores of Lake Ontario in Toronto, Canada, the lockdown capital of North America, for sure, maybe the world. And it's been a cold day. Tonight it's going to snow. There's your weather report. It's almost May, but the weather in Canada, for the most part, where I live, is about 2 months of warm weather, and the rest, the other season, is winter. In other words, cold, cold, cold. Why we live here is a bit of a mystery now, since the entire world has gone nuts, and we have chosen to get the worst beating of all the areas around North America. So the idea that we live here, choose to live here rather, doesn't make as much sense. All right, I don't have any guests tonight. You're listening live at Fakeologist. You can go live, our live page at fakeologist.com/live. And today has just been, I haven't done as much research. I've been listening to lots of audios today. I listened to the No Agenda show. I listened to the Dollar Vigilante, who is making people rich by telling them to put their money in Pirate Coin, which is quadrupled or even 10 times since he started talking about it 2 weeks ago. It's not the easiest coin to purchase because not on all the exchanges. It's a little trickier. I did find my first little issue with Bitcoin, and that is if you transfer Bitcoin using a low Satoshi rate, in other words, you're not willing to pay as much to get it from one wallet to another, you don't want to pay a high transfer fee, your transaction will be pretty much ignored. So I tried to move a bit of bucks from one wallet to the other, and 2 days later, it still hasn't moved. And I can't quite figure out right now how to upgrade the transaction fee to get it to move again. So that's my biggest trouble right now. Well, I'm going to go through the blog because I've watched some good stuff today. Lots of video, lots of audio. So what I do is I go through the blog, give you a couple highlights. The blog is fakeologist.com/blog. And what I typically do in a day is I have my favorite things to look at. I'm not exactly disciplined, so I don't always go through my list of sites that I find giving good content. But I have my main Feedly, which brings in all my blogs that I read, which are hundreds. But I don't look at hundreds. I tend to just skip over to my favorites. And I'm not really consistent with that because there is a fatigue factor in doing so, because the human mind just gets bored looking at similar topics and similar things. And John LeBron is tired of me talking about COVIDs, but unfortunately, it's the only game in town right now. They're threatening to shut down all businesses, even warehousing and logistics. That's the threat for this week. The latest thing I heard, and I do recommend when you're finished listening to this, if you are listening live, to go to the Kevin J. Johnson show on Twitter, because he was talking last night about rumors of the military ready to hit the streets. I don't know if it's the Canadian military or if it's imported military or if it's private contractor military. PCM, I believe, is the acronym. I don't know. But that's for Friday. And if you go to, now I've created a couple redirects tonight. Now let's see if I can remember. So fake11.com is my redirect redirect URL. So if you go to fake11.com/YouTube2, you'll get my YouTube channel where I am streaming to live. And I try and take the videos down the minute they are streamed, so I don't get struck on that account. So I only keep that up so you people have some place to go that love YouTube to watch and listen to the show. But I do prefer you go to fakeotube.com. That's my website. It's all mine. All my favorite videos. So if you go to FakoTube.com, you'll see here on the screen, we're streaming live. And I'm not sure what 02-21-10 means, but that's probably because I didn't change the title. So that's where we're streaming live. So you can see that right there. You just click that, and then you will also be able to see our chat. This is our chat right here, so I'll just type in a hello. I got a million different chats. I'm not sure which. I think this is the main chat here, the channel Fakeologist chat. So that's where you can chat. I appreciate if you would go there to do your chatting. I wish everyone would just stick to that. Now, if I go to my dashboard here, I can take a quick peek and see that I got no live stats tonight. So it's not tonight. Tonight it's not telling me where I'm streaming to. Great system. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I will take calls tonight if you want to call in. Tomorrow I'm trying to get that Pastor Matt Truella from Wisconsin. One of the problems when you go emailing back and forth is it's easy to ignore emails. And he wrote me back and said he didn't get my email. Now, if you get hundreds of emails like he must, it probably is easy for it to fall through the cracks. So I'm not really accusing him of anything untoward, but you can fall through into spam filters. Now, I have my own server, so I'm much more careful. I don't see the most egregious spam. They go right to the garbage pail at my server, so they never make it to my computer. But for the most part, I let a lot of marginal stuff come through, and I can easily go through my spam box that I can program just in case someone's email makes it to the spam box. I can still go through my spam box to check and see if there's a legitimate piece of email. So I'm just looking through mine now. I don't see any. I'm going to clean out my spam box. Goodbye. It's supposed to do it automatically, but like all software, it doesn't always work, and I don't know why. Okay, I got distracted, so I know I forgot. Oh, yes, we were looking at the redirects. So fake11.com, I put another redirect today. Thanks to Jeff Berwick. One of the things now we are getting is just complete and utter pressure, peer pressure, social proof pressure, parental pressure, children pressure. And the question du jour is, are you going to get the quaxine? And the answer for me is no, I like to stay organic. But one of the biggest arguments that some of the pro-vaxxers make to you is, well, what about polio? Well, believe it or not, and any fakeologist can believe it or not, polio was just another psyop. It was another disease that is based and born from chemical poisoning, toxicity. Don't forget, my opinion is, well, I'm not going to say that. I shouldn't say my opinion. Of course, my opinion comes from my mouth. But the allopathic medical system that took over all medicine about 100 years ago is born from the chemical industry. So it's simply the cover for the chemists who make chemicals to make industrialization possible, including industrial farming. And those chemicals, well, not only do they kill certain pests or kill certain plants that we don't want in our harvest, but they also, because like, we are living creatures just like plants, and they affect us too. They bioaccumulate and they cause illness, which is one of the four ways we get ill, toxicity. So polio is merely toxic poisoning from mainly pesticides or other chemicals that we were in close contact with and we're not preventing or taking care to stay away from. Or we let people that are not wearing proper PPE to apply them and they get affected more seriously than just the average person walking around or eating those products. Anyway, polio was covered up with the idea that it was widespread because it was contagious and because it was a virus. It was a viral, contagious virus. But of course, that's not true. So I saw a graphic today on the latest Dollar Vigilante video, and I found it on the web. He didn't link to it, strangely enough. He's very good at linking. He didn't link to this one, so I went and did a search, and I found it. And I linked to it because I want to refer to this all the time, because it's one of the biggest arguments that these pro-quaxers will say, well, we got rid of polio with the polio vaccine, but nothing could be further from the truth. And this is the graphic. It's easy to read. It was on Reddit. And by the way, Reddit, very smart. When you save something from Reddit using the Reddit app, it will append a unclickable link to the bottom as advertising. And Reddit is a pretty hot forum, from what I understand. Even the young people go to Reddit regularly. Personally, it's just another forum, but it is apparently quite big. I don't make a habit of going to Reddit, but apparently there's a lot of stuff on there, so I might have to go to it while I'm making my rounds. So let me just read a bit of the polio swindle. It's very important that you understand that the medical quaxination virus business, and it is a business, it's a dialectic. They create the virus simulation. That is, they explain chemical poisoning as a virus. They don't need to produce a virus. They don't need to show a virus. They, as a matter of fact, it's impossible because they are only visible to a magic microscope called the electron microscope, electron scan microscope, which is in itself to prepare a sample for the electron microscope. The original, whatever it is you're looking at, is so altered and so magnified and so treated that it's not even related to the original material once it's under the electron scan microscope. So it's not a real representation of what the original substance was. So that in itself is suspicious. So let me read the polio swindle. The paralysis known as polio was being caused by industrial poison, which is pesticides for the most part, DDT. So a virus theory was purposely fabricated by the chemical industry and the United States government, maybe less so than the government, to deflect away from litigation. The American Medical Association instructed each licensed medical doctor that they could no longer classify polio as polio, this isn't well written, but you get the drift. They could no longer classify polio as polio, or their licensed practice would be terminated. Any paralysis was now to be diagnosed as acute flaccid paralysis, MS, MD, Bell's palsy, cerebral palsy, ALS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, among other things. This was orchestrated purposely to make the public believe polio was eradicated by the polio vaccine, but the polio vaccine contained toxic ingredients directly linked to paralysis. Polio cases not identified as polio were skyrocketing, but only in vaccinated areas. Salk's vaccine was a disaster which permanently paralyzed and killed many people. Well, I'm not sure this is totally true, but overall, it's the right idea. I think they figured out what was causing polio, what was causing the myelin sheath on nerves to be damaged, which is, of course, that is how DDT works. It paralyzes the mosquito or the pest by attacking its nervous system. So it doesn't obviously do as much damage to a human. It doesn't kill them, but it still bioaccumulates and can do the same breakdown of the insulation on your nerve endings and causes them to short circuit, just like a wire short circuits when it is laid bare. And I think it was mostly eradicated before they actually started injecting people. It was already on the decline, except maybe in areas where they were still applying lots of DDT. But polio was not eradicated by a quaxination. It was eradicated by changing the way that pesticides were applied and or changing the chemical formula and or just abandoning DDT altogether and using something else, less toxic, or a different type of toxicity that causes other ill effects, which we're probably living with now. So that is the redirect that I created, fake11.com/polio. Go there. Now let me just take a quick peek. I created one more redirect today, and I should make a list of them. I do have a list on my own area. Now, what are you guys looking at? Maybe you didn't see that screen. I actually screwed up. Or maybe, let me see here. I'm sharing the wrong screen. Oh, here we go. You are worth seeing it. Hold on. Let's see here. So let me just do a quick check and see. Let's see what the other redirect I created. So we have fake11.com/Discord. If you want to go to my Discord. Oh, right. It's that leaked Canadian email. Right. It's so important now because it seems, unfortunately, to have been very accurate. So we'll go to fake11.com/leak. If you go there, you will find another page with another graphic. And I call it the damn Canadian leaked email. And here we go. We are right here. Enhanced lockdowns. The third lockdown will be implemented. Full travel restrictions, including interprovincial and intercity. Well, there you go, folks. This thing that we poo-pooed, or I poo-pooed last year, I thought it was crazy. It's for the most part right. Now, the UBI program, there's still, I guess we do have it still. I don't know. I'm not on it. Maybe this part is accurate. So the UBI program is just the general COVID welfare. So they'll take away your ability to make money and put you on a much lesser stipend. So this was the CERB. That's true. And it looks like in the summer, they're going to just take all these chronic people on government welfare and just call it the UBI full-fledged, and they'll just create a whole super industry within the government and just call it universal basic income. So that's for the summer. Now, also in the summer, this is the part you won't like, and it's the supply chain breakdowns. So they're going to just start shutting down warehouses and really causing chaos. I'm guessing warehouses full of food. That's what I've heard. So that was part of Alan Watts' talk from 2006, where he was saying they were going to interrupt the food supply to the cities. And you can see the mechanism. It's very simple. You just say there's a COVID outbreak in a warehouse. Warehouse has to shut down for 2 weeks. They're already saying that this week. They're already saying that in the warehouse area of Toronto, that if any warehouse or logistics company has had five, and I don't know where they come up with five, all their numbers are completely made out of thin air. They have no, don't try and figure out their numbers because they mean nothing. They're just pulled out of their asses. So they say if five people test positive for COVID and there is no test for a virus, because there is no virus that's detectable, then the whole warehouse will have to shut down for 2 weeks, I believe. Now, there's some warehouses that run three shifts around the clock. You can imagine how much product they move. This will be huge. And Amazon already closed one of their warehouses down for 2 weeks. Now, they have about 10 in Toronto. So one doesn't really do anything to them. They probably just swept the floor and redid all the mechanics to that particular one. And no doubt they were given fair warning. They were probably warned months in advance. They probably planned everything and lined up all their mechanics and suppliers for the shutdown. So don't feel bad for them. It was all planned. Now this one here, August to October, martial law. Now I heard on the Kevin J. Johnson show last night, and by the way, like I said, go to his show on Twitch right after this one. It starts at 9, so I could end this show at 9. You could just switch right over and get some good info, because He's got good guests, and there people are feeding him a lot of information. He's a very, he's my age, but he has twice the energy. And he said that on Friday, martial law will start. The deployment of military personnel into major metropolitan areas where I live, as well as all major roadways to establish travel checkpoints, restrict travel and movement, provide logistical support to the area. I think the idea of martial law is simply because our police have already said, for the most part, they will not participate in detaining people and asking for their papers. I guess they're relying on our military, which I didn't think was that big, to do said job. Now, if they stand down and disobey orders and potentially face court-martial, then things get more dangerous, because then I can see outside forces coming in to do the dirty work. That's when the shooting and looting could start. That could be dangerous. So calling all Americans, if that happens, are you going to be happy if there are potentially unfriendly troops on our streets? Are you going to just let your nearest neighbor to the north suffer? Because you know what's next. You guys. How will that go over? I am really anxious to see if the huge standing American military will put up with that. And I'm suspecting you're going to get, I don't know where the troops are going to come from. I'm really, that's the one thing that really is kind of frightening to me. And I don't like to be frightened. So that again is fake11.com/leak. And I bookmarked it. When did I make this post? This post was, and I don't like the layout of my blog very much for finding stuff, because I can't find dates easily. Oh, where was it? Oh, April 2nd. Okay. I posted this months ago as well, I think. But it might have been on my Telegram. But this is just a graphic. This has been recreated many times. And looks like it's happening. Not good. So those are the two redirects, fake11.com/leak. Is it leak plural or leak singular? Leak, fake11.com/polio. If you want to see the book, What Really Makes You Ill, and other books similar, it's fake11.com/ill. If you want to hear the great Anon Juice Vander Planets, the hardest name in the world to pronounce, you can click or listen here at fake11.com/clips, and here you go.
Well, the way I usually wake people up about that is I say, you've got about 68 inert things in it, and five main compounds that go along with the so-called disease that's either grown, most often it's grown on eggs. So they let the eggs rot, and they contaminate them with this, you know, with tissue, diseased tissue of that animal. And then, of course, the bacteria and everything is supposed to grow in the solution, and they put a tiny amount of that, I mean a fraction amount of that, into the vaccine. But what else is in there? They say inert material. What is that inert material? If it's 63 chemicals, what is it? They can't be helpful. No chemical is helpful in the body. And then the main ingredients are liquid mercury, liquid aluminum, formaldehyde, ether, and detergent. Now, if I put that into a blender with some rotten eggs and some animal, diseased animal tissue and offered it to you to drink, would you drink it? Mm-hmm. When no. I tell people that, they step back and say, oh, gosh, no, I wouldn't drink that.
fake11.com/clips. That's where that clip is. And the follow-up clip is,
I'd say never let anybody stick anything into you, ever.
Right. Let me go back to the blog, fakeologist.com/blog. I'm going to go to this video. I follow a couple of YouTubers that talk about diabetes for obvious reasons. One of them is this lady here. She gives great information, and she's pretty smart, but obviously she's completely drank the Kool-Aid, the COVID's Kool-Aid. So you can see this awful mask covering her face. And she also is from Michigan, near to where my family was from. But she also likes London, England, and that's where she has gone back to. And they're pretty hyper over there, obviously. They're leading the charge to destroy the Five Eyes nations. So she unquestionably went to get the quaxine. Now, obviously, she's done no research into the causes of type 1 diabetes. Now, I think all autoimmune disaster diseases are caused by any quaxination whatsoever, because that is the definition of how the quaxines are supposed to work. They're supposed to stimulate your system. I'm not calling it your immune system. They're just to stimulate your system to take care of whatever trash you get injected with. And the theory is your system is supposed to memorize the poison it was given and then have antibodies that just float around or are stored in your system. So when the real so-called virus comes into your system, you will be ready to go. You will already have a standing army ready to immobilize this virus, the wild virus, they call it. Now, this, of course, is not how the body works at all. It's a total myth. You can't catch a virus. Your body has microzymas and microenzymes, polymorphic cells that are released by your own cell. It's the opposite. They come out of it as your cells break down due to chemical poisoning. So it's the complete inverse. So obviously, if you inject enough poison or any kind of poison into your body has to get rid of it. And if it can't get rid of it, or it's too toxic, it will settle in different parts of your body. And obviously, some people get some kind of injected poison that affects their pancreas, that kills off the pancreas and kills its operation. Therefore, you are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So the very idea that this woman should know better, that because we don't know, or they say they don't know what causes type 1 diabetes, then you should be very worried that anything you stick into your body could have been the cause. So why would you willingly inject an experimental biological injection? You'd think she gets injected enough herself to treat with her artificial cow insulin, that she wouldn't want any more needles or risk any more damage to her already damaged body. But no, not this woman. And I listened to the whole video. I was going to ignore it because I was so aggravated by anyone advertising this. And maybe she's paid, maybe she's not. We know that the influencers are paying big YouTube people with any kind of following to promote this whole thing, to promote the quaxine. She doesn't state that this is a paid endorsement, and it might not be, because she basically reports that it was an awful experience. So if you go
to
555.
It's an important day because I'm getting my COVID vaccination, my first dose. So I'm in London and I'm very, very lucky to be able to get my vaccination. I'll talk you through more on the other side and when I've had it and everything like that, but I just wanted to have a quick little check-in with you guys before I actually went and did the deed.
Unbelievable.
And she even adds
side effects.
You'll have seen the photo, but I got my vaccine!
She gets
I'm
her
just
sticker.
So excited, and also like the whole procedure was
She's
so
excited.
Easy. I can only speak to my experience in the UK and London. I was just so impressed with the whole thing. I went, I checked in, I gave my NHS number. They asked me classic questions, you know, have you had any symptoms, all that stuff. And then I went in, I sat on a chair that was socially distanced. There were only two other people in there, so three of us total.
One of the theories is the voluntary vaccinations aren't going so well. I've heard many reports that these places are empty. These places are empty. That's why they're taking a lot of the shows on the road. They're coming right to your door. If you live in public housing, these ghouls will come right to your door. Unannounced. En masse. Can you imagine three ghouls, maybe one security, one all dressed in PPE coming to your door without announcement, without warning, with their needles out? That's what's happening. Anyway, let's skip forward to her experience, her first night after being vaccinated.
I have to be honest, and I've struggled with how honest I should be, but honest is what I'm going to be, totally transparent, because there's no point. That night was horrific for me. This is not, from what I understand, the norm of talking to other people, but that night was awful. Easily and by far the most sick I've ever felt in my entire life.
Now that says a lot. Unless she was diagnosed before she went into DKA, which is diabetic ketoacidosis, which that would probably be the worst day of your life when you almost die. But she's saying the worst, sickest she's ever felt is the night she was vaccinated. Unbelievable.
And I'm not trying to be dramatic when I say that. I fell asleep after I filmed that clip, and then about 2 hours later I woke up and I couldn't move. I was in so much pain and so weak. And
now I'm going to testify that I made this mistake of getting the tetanus shot last year. I don't know why I did it, because the pandemic was just about to begin. So I was sort of aware, but for some reason I made a slip up. And within 3 weeks, I was basically in the same characteristic bad shape that this woman is describing. I felt the worst I've felt in ages. And because I thought it was from a restaurant that I later called and asked and had inspected, they said there was nothing. They had no other reports. So I don't know if they were telling the truth. But then it occurred to me it was probably a 3 week delay in the vaccination that I took, which just was a momentary lapse of stupidity. So I went through what she is saying right here.
My fever was still there. I don't think I ever got above 102. I think that's the highest I got. I just couldn't move. And I remembered in my head thinking, paracetamol. People said take paracetamol, which was so silly of me that I didn't go.
All right, now we're going to skip forward. I mean, she doesn't equate, well, I guess she does equate it with the vaccination, but I guess she's so convinced that it's what you need to do. It's so important to get this immortality shot that she's willing to be sicker than a dog. And perhaps a lot of people justify the effect with thinking, oh, it really must work because it really hit me. So now I'm ready to go for when the real stuff comes along, which it never will and never does. So here she is with her Stockholm syndrome part of the video.
To close it out, I really can't thank the NHS enough. Gratitude goes out to those NHS workers that have been on the front lines throughout this whole thing and are now on the front lines delivering the vaccine. Gratitude doesn't even begin to cover it. My reaction to vaccines in the past has been extreme, and I think my reaction to this vaccine has been on the end of the bell-shaped curve, as in I don't think this is the norm of what people are experiencing.
She has no idea. She's just talking out of her butt there. And she's already said she reacts horribly to vaccination, yet she couldn't wait to get it. And now, of course, she has to go back for the second shot second, the follow-up of this round of Forever Quaxination. Just stunning, and really, it really makes me now doubt everything she talks about now, and as it should you.
Experiencing and what is normal, right? Especially with type 1 diabetes. But I just thought it very, very important to me to document this for you guys. And probably the biggest takeaway, if...
And she also said in the video her diabetes went haywire for 3 days. And it's hard enough to maintain without extra poison on top. So just insane. I really want to point out the extreme cognitive dissonance with this woman. Extreme. No thought to what she's done. And it's just blew my mind. I'm not surprised, but it still blew my mind. Unbelievable. Here's a study you can send to people. I don't really find it useful to talk about the efficacy of masking anymore, but there's been just as much propaganda saying they don't work than they do work. Clearly, it's just an endless debate that they want to use to enforce the idea that there are viruses and they're harmful. So now you're just debating whether a mask can stop them, but you're still basically confirming the myth that quacks or vaccines are in the air or they're all over and they're flying around. That's the whole point of keeping the mask debate alive. So here's the latest, the National Center for Biotechnological Information. Who knows who's behind that? It's probably another Bill Gates entity. Oh, it's NIH. Never mind. It's part of NIH. Nash, that's the Fauci. That's the Fauci thingy there. So there you go. But this is a huge study that says they do absolutely nothing, which you don't need a study. It's just common sense. But they're everywhere, including the states where they're not mandated. People are just flocking to them. And I just said, yeah, it's not PPE. It's simply a religious garment. It's to say that you are a branch Covidian. And Jeff was also mentioning that. And, of course, today is the anniversary number, 25 of Waco. Let's just do a quick search and look up Waco. The Waco incident, what do they call it? The Waco siege. Oh, it was actually yesterday. Today's Hitler's birthday, apparently. No, it was yesterday in 1993. The Branch Davidians. So that's why we call the people today in this new cult the Branch Covidians. Now that leads me to this link over here at Save Chat. Because this guy who I did recommend his CFR and Trilateral Commission expose, I can't remember what he's called, Blackstone Intelligence. What a great name. Anyway, he believes in the entire Waco script. And that's why he's still on YouTube. That's why he's still broadcasting. That's why he has 200,000 followers. Subscribers. So take him now with a very large grain of salt, which is what I do. So that is Blackstone Intelligence. I wouldn't waste my time watching his videos now because he is just basically confirming the psyops. All right, here is Jeff's latest post. He put Media Bear's video at the beginning. I put most of Jeff's good stuff that I really like on Fakeologist and FakeoTube. He is all over the place. He's on BitTube, Odyssey. He's got his own PeerTube server as well, which is actually sluggish. I don't usually go to his site. Because I also use my phone to watch this stuff, and I need it to run in the background, and the LBRY app and for Android will run in the background. Now, here's a guy I like a lot, Roger Bezenas. I'm going to try and get him on my show. He is some kind of health guy, and he pumps out a lot of truth. A lot of it he just repeats and republishes over and over again. But he does quick tweets. Here's one, the lies. Herd immunity is a sandwich of lies, for sure. Number one, we're attacked by monsters called viruses. The truth, viruses grab attention, creating fear, but don't exist outside our imagination. Two, we need immunity. Truth, immunity is 100% lie. What harms once can always harm. That's right. We don't get any memory. There's no proof that our body creates antigens that are memorized and or stored and ready to go. None at all. Herd immunity is a lie. Illness does not spread from one person to the next, but lies do. The only disease that spreads from one person to the next is hysteria from believing the lies. No part of the virus germ theory is true. No part. Theories are guesses, not proof. Invisible ideas collect theories. In 1896, Pasteur wrote his virus germ theory, which was a guess. But because it takes us off the hook for making ourselves sick, it was embraced. Yeah, for sure. Lie. Viruses we can't see make us sick. Truth. Our diet and habits we can see make us sick. Lie. Autoimmune disease makes us sick and kills us. Truth. Autoimmune disease is a lie, as our immune system never makes an error. Yeah, so basically, the theory, I guess, behind autoimmune disease, your body is constantly attacking itself. And how that fits with diabetes is, with type 1 diabetes, is this. The body is probably not attacking itself in killing the pancreas. The pancreas is probably in a slow die-off because it was poisoned. So, how is it poisoned? Well, it's probably from one form of ingestion of poison or the other. The number one way we poison ourselves is by eating toxic foods with pesticides. But of course, the most direct way to poison yourself is through direct injection into your bloodstream, because there is no defense from that, because there is no natural way to inject yourself. A snake can inject its poison into you. I suppose a mosquito can inject with its proboscis any mosquito-like bacteria that are toxic to humans. But overall, there's no real natural way other than some animals to get injected other than a man-made needle. Big Medicine says disease is due to outside invaders, germs, bacteria, and viruses attacking us. Germs, bacteria, and viruses are imaginary theories. What makes us ill has never changed. It's poisons via diet and habit, or parasites plus mold and yeast. So go to his Twitter. It's very, very good. Now, once more, I'll remind you, we have audio chats. They go on all the time. There was one today. I don't think it was recorded, because a lot of times the guys go into the off-air chat rooms, and then when people see a big group, they gravitate towards it. And then a big chat ensues, and then it's not recorded because it's in the off chat room. So moderators, if you're listening, you got to start the chats off in the live stream. But Missam did one. I haven't listened to it yet. Fakeologist.com/audio. Vernon is back. He said he was quitting forever, but a week later, he's back. He can't stop. And this is a big one, 45 minutes. He has his own website now, so I'm not going to post as much of his stuff anymore, because he's on brand new tube. But he's still worth a listen, even though he's a bit of a baby when it comes to being attacked. Yeah, here is the Kevin J. Johnson show. I'm going to click on this now and see if he's going already. This is his show last night where he had quite a few different interesting people on there, including this guy. Oh, this was interesting. This guy went to the oil sands up in Alberta. He was told he didn't need a COVID test, but when he went up there, and it is far into the north, away from civilization, they bullied him into getting a test. He wouldn't do it, so they basically told him to pack his bags and start walking home. It's just the coercion. Once they get you into this isolated area, and they've fully set up COVID quarantine centers at these work camps. So that was a pretty disgusting story. And then later on, we have the story about the martial law starting in Ontario, which is the most locked down area, on Friday. So Kevin's show is on now. And I'm probably going to sign off in a second. And here you go. Kevin's not on now. He's got some guest hosts.
Hear anything about Hong Kong protests right now?
Yeah. Oh, it cleared up right away, right?
Well, sure. They shut it down. We're using this big...
It's actually a really good show. We got Ed, Derek, and this is the photographer guy and some guest. But yeah, definitely very interesting. It's a good show. He's one of the few people telling the truth. He's still a little shaky on the whole idea of viruses, but overall he's got the message correct. He's running for mayor. There's no way he can win. They won't let him win. I just can't see that happening, and they're going to throw all kinds of obstacles. He is not really a Trump character, Kevin J. Johnson, but he is a populist type, and he probably would win if the votes were counted correctly, but I don't think there's going to be in-person voting. So I just don't think he's going to get in. If he did, it would be amazing, but I really don't think so. So don't get too excited. But he is getting his message out, which is fantastic. Now let's just see here. Do we have anything on the Telegram? Don't forget, I got my Telegram channel. I don't tend to that as well as I do the blog. There's just too many things to go to. But fake11.com/Telegram. Most of it is auto-posted. Oh, here's a Twitter thread that I'll click on and show you. John Dutois. Here's the plan. This is just another graphical form. This is where we are here right now. We got the travel checkpoints. Next is economic collapse, military checkpoints, no intercity travel, debt reset program. So if you owe too much, and I would say that all the small businesses are going to lose all their, a lot of them are hanging on by going into debt. So they're the ones that are going to probably fall first. So if you have a small business like a restaurant, you've been basically mortgaging your house to pay the rent of your business, they're going to go down first. And I guess the idea is they will cancel their debt and they will never be able to own an asset again in Canada, which means they'll have to become dependent. And I would say that entrepreneurs that take this deal with the devil, I think it'll be very hard for them, because most entrepreneurs don't want to be dependent. They are go-getting type people. I think you're going to see a lot of bad things fall out from this. Now, these 2 points, I don't like these either. After that, the vaccine health pass. And then this part here. I'll be doing the show from the gulag. Not good. And he's saying here, get out if you can, the window's closing. I sort of tend to believe that. And this is the I think this is where the leaked document went first, the CanadianReport.ca. The Canadian Report, I guess it's supposed to be a takeoff of the Drudge Report. Yeah, so this came out on October 14th, 2020. Right. So this is where it is here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, October 14th. Ugly. Really ugly. Not nice. I guess I should put this I'm going to put this on my now what did I call that page again? The COVID timeline. So I'm going to edit that. I'm going to put this link to the the CanadianReport.ca. I'll put that there. That'll be at fake11.com/leak. I'll put the original email published October 4th, 2020. I'll put that link. So there you go. I like to put links because one of the things, when you click my links, you'll find usually the original source. And that allows you to find other websites, which is the whole point and beauty of hyperlinking. That was the whole purpose of the World Wide Web, is you could hyperlink. So instead of you putting everything on your site, you can link to others. The only problem is those other sites tend to go down and disappear down the memory hole. So I don't know who the CanadianReport.ca is, but let's click on it here. I guess it's like the Drudge Report. Yeah, I want to talk about this. Growing calls for Doug Ford's resignation. Because one of the ways they're going to get rid of elected officials is to make them appear incompetent. If you did a poll, you'd probably find that the COVID-19 science table, which is all these public health epidemiologists trained by Johns Hopkins and the Paul Dalai Lama School, you probably find that their trust index is way higher than Thug Ford's, because Thug Ford is balancing trying to do the impossible, keep the economy alive while containing the phony contagion. Now, the doctors will say it's impossible. They want the whole economy shut down for years until it's on its knees and nothing is moving, except maybe a bit of food here and there. Now, we all know that's insane, and we all know that that coincides perfectly with destroying the economy and rebuilding it up in a communist dictatorship. And I would have never thought a year ago I'd be saying all this. It just seems crazy. Crazy to me. So they want you, the general public, to start hating your elected leaders, even though they are from us, because we want representation. And we preferably want people like us. I mean, ideally, politicians would just be professionals that would put in a little time for the public good. But now we've got just professional politicians. It's where that's all they do, which is sort of, it's not the right way to have a so-called democracy. So we're all going to, there's going to be constant pumping of the media by the intelligence agencies that shape society to get rid of your elected leader. And I say, be careful what you wish for, because you can either have another flavor of the same or a technocrat. And I think we may never see another elected leader in Canada again, as of now, at least on the top. So be really careful what you wish for. What's this here?
Good evening. Calls for Doug Ford to resign grow after a tumultuous weekend in Ontario politics. This is a government facing its biggest crisis since the pandemic began, and it is scrambling to do damage control as COVID cases hit over 4,000 again today.
I am calling on Doug Ford to do the honorable and right thing, to recognize his own limitations and to resign.
Look, the province is going to a hell in a handbasket.
The Ford government quickly backtracked on Saturday, less than 24 hours after announcing playgrounds would be closed and police would be able to randomly stop anyone who left their home. Police forces openly refused to follow the directive, and parents were furious.
And the decision-making process is not working.
Doug Ford was a no-show in the legislature today, leaving his ministers to try and put a positive spin on their government's reversal by saying they were just trying to limit movement.
We recognize that that is not the way that that was interpreted.
Anyway, that's the news. That's how I see it playing out. It's ugly. And we are on a pretty ugly trajectory right now with regards to how this is. But it's all playing out as planned. This is a plan. It's the planned destruction of the economy. It has... In the fog of COVID's war, that's how it's being done. It's going to be done all around the world. And it will work as long as people do not do their research and understand the nature of illness, the nature of contagion. The whole house collapses on its very shaky germ theory foundation. And on that exciting note, it's been about an hour. Thank you for listening. It's Fakeologist Radio. It's Fakeologist Video, whatever you want to call it. We're here Sunday to Thursday, 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Tomorrow, we'll see if we can get the preacher on to talk with him about defying tyrants, which is a very good site. I'm not sure exactly how it applies to Canada because we don't seem to have any local constitutionally sworn in sheriffs that have a lot of power like the county system in the United States. But other than that, he's very well spoken. I want to talk to him specifically about COVIDs because he does seem to understand how that is being used in the United States to destroy the United States as well and its constitution. And just because the southern states are open now, they're only doing one area at a time, so their time is coming. Definitely coming. All right, if you like the show, fakeologist.com/donate, Monero, Pirate Coin, Bitcoin, or PayPal. Whatever you are, pick your poison. And we will talk to you tomorrow.